10Y, 5M. 10 years in 5 minutes. Join us in celebrating a decade of groundbreaking collaboration at NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Switzerland. Members and friends share their experiences and insights from our remarkable journey together. Be part of our 10th anniversary celebration, where innovation meets inspiration. NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering, shaping the future together.
So I remember very fondly during these 10 years of NCCR, my collaboration with Daniel Müller. We sort of started to discuss together and came at that time a very crazy idea of, we have been working with viruses and Daniel works a lot with forces and magnets. And we thought that we sort of combine our expertise to figure out a way of mechanically stamping viruses onto the surfaces of cells. And this was a wild idea at that time. And we had two talented graduate students started to work together. And, you know, initially we started with pulling a glass pipette and putting with some chemistry, some viruses on the top, and went to cells and touched them. And amusingly, these viruses infected these cells. So we can basically select very, very specifically cells we wanted to have with a complete spatial control. We did it with atomic force microscope, we did it with pipettes. And then we started to play around and couple them to magnets, and we can steer with magnetic field these magnets towards cells and causing infection. So this was really something that was a lot of fun together, and it was a long collaboration, which ended up with a nice paper in Nature Biotechnology. And I believe Daniel is still continuing his mechanical control of viruses to do all sorts of tricks with cells. So this was really a very nice, memorable, long collaboration that was really initiated by this nice NCCR program. Maybe a second event for me, which was very important, since around 20 years, I've been working on trying to make a therapy for blind patients using optogenetics. It's one of the topics in this NCCR. And in 2021, after long time of going from the bench all the way to the clinic, we published the first patient who has been in which we could partially restore visual function. I remember very well this patient in Paris. Now we have 5 patients, both in Paris and in Pittsburgh, and we are working on like the second generation of articles describing the cohort. But this was for me a milestone that came, that these things start a long time, but finally, when it arrives to patients, one can learn a lot from what patients are reporting, much more than you can learn from animals or from cells. And this required really a lot of technologies, from idea to arrive to patients, as many of the technologies that we use in animals, it just cannot be used in patients. So a long journey, first a human, came in 2021. We published in Nature Medicine. For me, that was a major point in both in our NCCR program and also in my own research. And maybe I also mentioned, I remember a very nice retreat. So there was many retreats of this NCCR program. We went together. And once we went to Grindelwald, and it was a very dark time, you know, in Basel, in terms of, you know, raining and cold. And we went up to Grindelwald to this very nice event, and it was, the sun was shining, and it was a really great event that brought together people from Basel, from Zurich, from different parts of the entire country, and working many different people looking at engineering biological systems from many different points of view. So I think that was also a very nice event for me, as a social event that sort of gathered the community of NCCR. So I understand that this program will be closed soon. For me, it was a very successful year. I'm very grateful to be part of this community. I learned a lot from different members. And this really brought together different parts of Basel, different institutes in Basel. And we'd like to continue, go from engineering biological system. Now we want to look at translational medicine. So this is, of course, very close to my heart. I love translation. I am a director of a translational institute. And so I'm very much looking forward, and hopefully we get funded for this new adventure. And that will be a very nice next step using similar approaches, but now looking forward to engineer or to help humans in different diseases.